Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and on today's edition of The Catch-Up,
we'll chat to Richard Williams from HBF Fitness. He's going to help Pete get into shape.
Yeah, because right now my shape is round. We take your calls about your culinary shortcuts.
And just how much do you have to pay out to put the kids through school? They're not cheap. Your calls are here.
This year, Lisa and Pete are going to be 40% more awesome. Well, we hope so. And you can get up to 40% off right now at ABC Blinds. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
We want to know, what exactly do your kids have to take to school each day? This off the back of a story that's popped out about the low-income families who have been hit hard by school kids' bonus cuts. 96,000 WA families that previously received the bonus are going to be going without the $856 a year for children in high school and $430 for primary schoolers. As we get into years now where kids are taking iPads, laptops to school, those big scientific calculators and still possibly their books on top of that.
Someone's missing something.
We've got Bev in Cardinia.
Hi, guys.
Bev, what are you having to pack into the bag?
Apart from all their books, which include print and digital form, because you've got to pay for the digital form to be coded onto the computers, and they're at the same price as the printed form, which you can pay up to $80 for a book. Then there's the calculators. You get year 10 and year 9,
isn't there one?
Year 11 and 12 that have to have specific calculators that cost about cost $239 each.
Do they add and divide in a different way somehow, or
it's
just the usual
graphic? I don't know what the difference is, but
I know the calculator you're talking about. They're the scientific calculators or the graphics calculators, Bev, where if you're doing geometry and trigonometry or chemistry or the higher end mathematics as you go into your higher end high school. I've got to be honest with you, I needed one of those calculators, or so my book list said, because of what I was doing, and all we ended up really doing with them was, you know, working out how to draw flowers with them and
boobies.
Stuff.
$250 boobies.
Yep.
Bev, does it seem ridiculous that they've got to have the hard copy and things on their iPad? Because I thought, oh, what a great opportunity to get some of this, you know, heavy books out of the bag and just into one place.
Well, the point is the books are actually, they're digital, so they've got the code in them. So they have to have them to code them up. And I think they use them for homework and things like that. But not all of them are digital. There are only some of them that are digital. So, you know, they do need to. But they have them in their lockers anyway, so they're not carting them to and from school. But their computers, on top of that, you either buy the computers outright or you hire them from the school. So you have that gets added onto you.
Right.
Fees as well.
Far out, Bev. Thank you for your call. Amy and Bertram. Hi, Amy.
Hey, guys.
You've got an iPad mini for your mini.
Yes, basically, my five-year-old going into pre-primary has got an iPad mini.
Why? Wow. I'm all for eventually, because we're growing up in a technological age. Everything's digital now. There are iPads and computers and laptops everywhere. It's the way of the world. So eventually, they're going to have to learn how to use them. But a five-year-old pre-primary with an iPad mini, it just, even for me, it astounds me.
Yeah, me too, Pete. But I figure that's the way the world's going and we have to keep our kids up with it. So it's not compulsory for her. It's compulsory for her by year one.
Okay, yep.
So she will have her own this year. Because I think they need to keep up with the technology.
Yes, because they need to show it to me.
And me.
Yes.
But on top of that, I went out and bought her the best life-proof case that I could find, which is another $80-odd, as well as her pencils and crayons and books, which was over $100.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is for pre-primary.
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
Is there still that fun day of covering it in pop stars and contact and all the...
Yes. Yes, I'm looking forward to
that.
Where
did you get that?
Thanks, Amy.
See ya.
Want to know what your lazy culinary thing is, Greg in Kalamunda? What's yours?
Oh, I love that. I love that gooey corn. You know, the corn that's all runny that you buy in a can, creamed corn.
I love creamed corn.
You can pick corn up and you can try and do it yourself, but it's just not gooey and sort of like... doesn't run down your throat and all slimy like that.
That's right. That's not lazy. That's a skill, getting that creamed corn, I reckon. Yeah. I can't do that.
That is good gear. Mm.
How do you have it, Greg? Do you just straight out of the tin? Do you add it to something like a salad or something like that? Or how do you go?
No. I like it warm, because if you have it cold, it's a little bit like a drawback on a bad cold.
Don't need to know that, but thanks, Greg. Cheers. Christy and Shelley, your lazy culinary thing.
Basic carrots. I can't cut them, you know, the same size to save my life. And they cost three, four times as much buying them in the bag already chopped up. But I do it all the time. And then I put it in the kids' lunchbox and it looks all professionally cut. So I look like a champion in the kitchen, even though I'm not.
I do buy the loose celery and the loose spring onion. And yeah, I do buy those spinach things and stuff. It's, you know, it's convenient.
It is convenient, especially, you know,
to the convenience.
If you're a mum and you've got the kids' lunchboxes to put together and everybody's trying to get ready in the morning, there's a fair point to that, Christy.
Yeah, and if I chop it, I have one big fat one, then I've got a skinny one. They're never the same size.
And kids are so critical.
Yeah.
Yeah, and other mums are so critical. So yeah. I mean, I look like I'm just the top mother, but I'm not.
Yeah, don't put your own cut carrots on Instagram, Christy. It'll go off, all right?
Okay.
Thank you. Karen in Ellerbrook, your lazy culinary thing?
Yep. 2 minute noodles minus the water and you just add the flavour. Crunchy, but it's good.
Yeah. Oh, no water?
No water.
Yeah, just a snack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't put hot water in it? You just...
No, just straight out.
No, just flavour, yeah. Just the 2 minute noodles, add flavour and it's really crunchy, but good. Yeah.
2 minute noodles and powder.
And powder. Yeah. And the powder you get. So, yeah, my favourite's
I've
the...
I've never heard of that.
What's your favourite, Karen? I like to munch on the beef one.
I like the chicken flavour.
Fair enough.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a ripper.
Yes.
Thanks, Karen.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Lise, look, so often, particularly in the past sort of few months, whether it be by the person in the street or my own wife, I've been asked, do you even lift, bro?
Oh.
And... unfortunately,
the person in the street.
Yeah, the person in the street. And unfortunately, the answer is usually no. Right? And then the other night, I'm watching telly and I'm seeing these, you know, the HBF, and they've got the run for a reason, but they do these fitness session things.
Yeah.
And at the bottom, it's got Mix 94.5. And being the ever opportunist I am, called sales, and one of the blokes here is like, yeah, we're a partner with them now.
Well, it's a bit of a sign.
Well, this might be my year to actually finally get fit. And we put in the call. And we've got the bloke who oversees all the fitness sessions that you can actually be a part of with HBF. Richard Williams joins us. G'day, mate.
Hello. G'day, Pete, Lisa.
So, I'm 100...
That's what Peter's going to benefit from.
Yeah, I'm 111 kilos. I've been this way for a long time.
Oh, my God, you're not a girl. You just said it like without... Wow.
I'm 31, I'm a Scorpio. You know what, and this is probably something you cop a little bit of, but I'm the new dad. I've got a seven-month-old baby daughter and... particularly lately, she doesn't like to sleep. So how are you going to do it? How are you going to get me fit?
Yeah, look, it's tough, Pete. It's I guess it's the time of year when a lot of people are asking the same sort of questions. And probably my key tip is to whatever your goal is make sure it's something that you can attain. It's not too far out of reach. Don't try and do too much too soon. What is your goal? Why do you want to get fitter?
Look, for a couple of reasons. Lisa, I've told you about this and the listeners have heard about this. I've got a little scar here where my thyroid is, and they had to take half my thyroid out because they found a tumour late last year. Turned out to be benign, but your thyroid controls all your metabolism, all this sort of stuff. And the doctor said, look, you know, if you're going to be at your peak, you need to start getting your fitness sorted. And the other thing is baby daughter as well. And she's already at 7 months started sort of sitting upright and she's lifting herself and she's got all this energy and stuff.
So
and
she lifts.
She lifts. She lifts way more than I do.
Yeah.
And I want the energy to be able to run around after her, you know, that sort of stuff.
It sounds like a great reason, really, really good reason, and one that I think will help you stick through with whatever you take up. Look, we'd obviously say, look, HBF Fitness is a great place to start. Get some physical activity into your weekly routine, as well as maybe some modifications to your diet.
So what? Tell us about the HBF Fitness Centres. I mean, Pete obviously sees this as a great place to start out with the idea of working up to the run for a reason, because there's his reason. But you can't just suddenly start running. I mean, that would be the worst thing you could do. So, and that's, of course, you'll only do it once or twice and you won't do it again.
That's exactly right, Lisa.
So tell us about the easing into it with the fitness sessions.
Yeah, look, we're really flexible. So the idea is that anyone can come along. We've got different levels to suit different levels of fitness.
Ages.
We've got 87-year-olds that participate. So it's everyone that you can imagine in from all walks of life. It's a really strong community feel. You get great support from qualified trainers that are there to help you. You'll find that they don't just put you through exercise. They'll give you some tips on diet and nutrition and things like that as well.
Yeah. I've also heard they happen in really nice locations, which is half the battle.
They do. You know, what nicer place to be outside, bit of fresh air. You know, we stretch from Mindari down to Mandurah.
It's no secret I like to eat. Like, really like to eat.
You know, most of us do.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
You know, but like for lunch today, it was the leftover tacos from the other night. But when I have the leftover tacos, like I finish off the half kilo of mince that's there, you know, and I'll do it over half a dozen tacos in one sitting. Is that an issue with this sort of stuff?
It is a balance. And I think, look, I love my tacos too. Don't get me wrong. But I guess it's all in moderation is probably the key. There's some small changes you can make to your diet without actually going right cold turkey on things. Because if you do that, it's the same with exercise. If you try and do everything all at once, you'll find that it's just not sustainable. In a couple of weeks, you'll fall in a heap and go perhaps back to your old ways.
All right. Look, I'm looking forward to getting involved in this stuff because for the first time in my life, I actually want to get to the end of this and look in the mirror and go, God, you handsome devil, you know, like I want that, you know. So like if there's people out there who, because I understand if you're a HBF member, these fitness sessions are free. But if you're not, you can get involved as well, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, non-members can join. You know, it's a small cost, $120 for a season.
All right. Well, HBF Fitness, it's a completely separate website. So check out HBF Fitness. You can Google them, check them out. And if this all sounds tantalizing, then I'll see you down there.
Yeah.
Good luck with it, Pete.
Thanks, Richard.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. When the show finishes, Lisa and Pete clear out pretty fast. Discounted ABC blind stockers clearing out just as quick. Call 13 13 15.